Hare mai and welcome back to the channel, one and all. Today's Friday, the 6th of November, and we're up to episode 105. I'll be calling this podcast Opportunity Knocks, and that will make itself clear as we move our way forward. We're a couple of days on from the American election, and it's been a real swinging in the balance kind of energy, I guess. And there's been a lot of disappointment that there wasn't a verdict a bit sooner, because most people who are switched on know that there is an inevitable landslide victory for the Trump administration. But I see this time that's playing out as necessary. It's actually exposing corruption with each day as it unfolds. Personally, I'm not keeping too close an eye on the ins and outs on a daily basis. I just get my updates from my really LT off And We Know as much as I can handle. But there's no doubt whatsoever that's actually the creme de la creme of information coming off And We Know's channel anyway. And I really feel a positive thing to point out is that there's the fallout that will happen when once the announcement's made of that verdict. There will be a lot of anger and just knowing that it's going to not swing the way that a lot of the Democrats and their leftist followers are hoping it will go. So, and just the exposure of what will happen with the corruption with previous administrations and electoral interferences in years gone by as well. So each day is a gift at the moment for things to just settle a little bit and hopefully some more steady information will come in that will support people who are going to be in shock and help steady those waters, and hopefully we won't have as big an eruption of really what's brewing is going to be quite violent. And we know that because Donald Trump's got the National Guard in positions in different states around America ready to help control situations. So today I'm really going to just devote the podcast to really positive information that I consider crucial. And I've had a week of excitement in the way of new information that's come forward that just keeps supporting more and more the transparency that we're endeavouring to bring out on this channel. And one of those amazing discoveries is thanks to my mum, who let me know this morning about a lovely New Zealand woman called Jan Marie Sinton. And she's a real Great Awakening follower and QAnon follower, and she's put up an amazing clip. It was actually right on the eve, on the 1st of November, and talking about the approaching election and 10 days of darkness and a 3-year delta to do with QAnon drops. So that is an absolute honey of I think it's a 40-minute clip, but well worth the listen. And I'll certainly be following on and very interested to hear anything else that Jan Marie will be sharing in the future. So from my point of view, it was really heartwarming to discover that, because there isn't really a movement or any particular gathering of people per se in this country so far to do with the Great Awakening. So this could be the beginning of a bit more connectivity, which would be very exciting. Also, another link that my mum sent through was about, it's off Facebook actually, which I'm not on, but this is really a real fun little clip from the Trump 2020 movement, and it was some US patriots that installed a massive Trump Trump letters up on a hill on 405 freeway, and they've come forward with this video of how that resurrection all took place. So that's a bit of a giggle. And bear in mind that 405, President Trump is President 45, so there's a little bit of play with the numerology there as well. Now, another astrology, numerology, tarot woman that I love to follow is called Morgane, and she's absolutely gorgeous, and her channel's called The Existential Shift. And I do like to lean towards Tania Gabriel because I feel that she's more, it's short, concise, and very user-friendly. But Morgane on the 2nd of November posted a really amazing video clip, and it's called Prophecy Unfolds November, Earth Split to High-Low Frequency. December, New Earth, Collided Timelines. So this is actually like totally covering so many bases that I consider very high priority at the moment of information that we should be aware of. So dip your toe in the water there. It might be too much for some people, but personally, I feel the time is nigh, and I'm extremely grateful and really proud of Morgane because she's a gorgeous woman and she really explains things so well. And it's a real gift to be able to roll what she has into a package like this at this moment in time. So that's really exciting to be able to weave that in with this episode. I'm going to put up a health link off Mud Fossil University today, and that's called UCLA Gut Bacteria Study Changes Everything. And good old Roger, he's holding these mad scientists accountable and bringing forth really logical information that really challenges the narrative about gut health. So you know, as people who've been following the channel for a while know that that's been a real big issue on this channel, to really expose the war and the ignorance of our health and well-being, and that gut health is directly related with mental health. So it goes back to that invisible enemy, silent war that's being waged on us through unhealthy food and the like. So that's great of Roger to have put that examination forward. Now, off my Red Pill University site that I get daily updates, news updates from Edward Griffin, he put up a link recently to an article that's headed "German Neurologist Warns Against Wearing Face Masks. Oxygen Deprivation Causes Permanent Neurological Damage." So I'll be putting this link up. It's Dr. Margarita Gries-Brisson, and it's an extremely pressing video message that there's some editorial to read there, but also a video of this doctor. She's got a PhD in pharmacology, and that is just information everyone needs to have right now. It's absurd that we were even It was even suggested in the first place. So that's just a really great one to get a little bit of ammunition if anyone's got any doubts, or if you need to share with other folks about they're actually putting their health at risk. So I was really grateful to see that all roll together so concisely. Okay, now I've got a nature link I'm putting up today, which is to do with Dr. Jane Goodall. Now, she's the most heavenly humanitarian. I've loved Jane Goodall for years. She's a scientist and an environmentalist who really championed to protect the chimpanzees in Africa and also their habitat. So what's just happened recently, it was Earth Day, the 50th anniversary of Earth Day on the 22nd of April this year, and PBS NewsHour interviewed Jane from England, and it's a really fabulous interview, and it's about animal-human interconnectedness amid the pandemic. So that was a really relative and also a little bit more of a, yeah, just intrigue into the life and study of this amazing woman. So other really relevant topics are to do with earth weather, space weather. This is probably the most important news if we're going to prioritize. So I'll be putting up links, the Higher Truth Rises. This gentleman's just churning out incredible investigation and examination and presenting it in a really palatable way. So on the 5th of November, well, the 4th of November, he had a clip headed confirmed section of jet stream disappeared last night. Even more amazing, we predicted it. And rhyme and time can't prevent crime. So those are two really very well worth any people to have a bit more of a look at the impacts of what's culminating, and it's just defying all the laws of nature and logic at the moment what's happening. I won't harp on too much more about that, but I've watched those a couple of times, and it's just, it's really, it hits home. It's a very visual impact of what's transpiring. Yeah, so that's all to do with the jet streams and these storms, Eta, and what was the last one? Oh, I've forgotten the name of the one before that. It'll come back to me. But okay, so, and the other one he's got up is, why do tropical storms seem to target nuclear facilities? That's an eye-opener. I mean, really and truly, the southern states of America down there, we shouldn't have actually been setting up camp, as in building houses and urban suburbs around on a swampland, and it just seems that Mother Earth has her natural rhythms each year where these hurricanes roll in off the Atlantic, and these people that live around this region, they just live with that year in and year out, and it's honestly, it's got worse. So really and truly, it was with lack of foresight that people were encroaching on wetlands and just the industry that's taken place. There's even, they've got lots of nuclear facilities in that region. I think there's about 6 nuclear facilities down the Mississippi River. So once again, you know, it's this whole just lack of respect and lack of awareness of Mother Earth and her, what she can cope with and where we should be residing. But we're finding out a lot of it's intentional. So I just feel that there's a lot of rebuilding to do around this whole swamp mentality that pervaded on this planet. So Okay, moving on. Mr. MBB333, he's got some fabulous clips up. Mysterious pulse coming from the center of the earth. Awesome image of city in clouds. These things are showing up all over the place. Strange phenomenon sweeping the globe. And that's about unidentified objects, bright lights and whatnot, which is really getting more intense, and people are getting great captures of whatever these things are. So it's putting on quite a show on the whole, and really grateful to Michael there for rolling it all into one package for us. Okay, Against the Grain, Igor, he's been putting up many of his time-lapse footage, which is really very profound what he's capturing. I'm just going to put up his last link, which is called Planet Comet Rankin U3 Pop Up on Horizon. And this was taken from a time-lapse camera in Scotland, and that is something to behold. And Igor is examining and giving his hypothesis of what that's all about. So that just rolls in with a lot of what's being picked up around the world as well, and other regions as well. So I'm really grateful to Igor for all his conscientious work. Put up Chave Weather daily videos. I'm just going to put the link to their direct channel. These people are just putting wonderful short 3-minute odd clips together of weather impacts around the world, and it is shocking. And the flooding, there's fires. There's just been a fire in Greece that just raged through a refugee camp, and mainly it's flooding. There's what was the name of it? Oh gosh, I can't remember the name of the last hurricane that's just had the most major. It was the one before Eta, anyway. That's had major flooding through South America there. So our hearts have got to go out right now. I mean, if we've got food to put on the table and a roof over our head and a bed to rest in at night, we're doing pretty well when you look at what's happening in the Northern Hemisphere. So we've got to keep navigating and keeping people in our prayers, and just keeping that gratitude and reverence as our guiding light at this moment in time. I mean, it should always have been that way, but now more than ever. Wages World. Now, Mark, he's not well at the moment, and I really take my hat off to him. He just feels responsible to keep tuning out work, and it's phenomenal what he's doing, and I'm really grateful to him. I'll just run through some of the headings of his last few clips, and I'll only put up his most recent one. So rolling back from the 3rd of November, he's got a heading, 2 new sunspots already shooting X-rays at Earth. 4th of November, eruption on the sun coming at Earth. Oddly quiet on the Schumann resonance. Then the following day, Schumann spike, long lasting. Massive sunspot shoots flares at Earth. And then the one I will be posting from the 6th of November. Sunspot and active region are flaring and ejecting towards Earth. Earth's magnetic field weakening. So I've read those headings out for impact people, because this is absolutely monumental what's taking place in the heavens right now. And I know I'm feeling it, and there's an absolutely exhausted feeling amongst most of the people I know, and these waves, these heat waves, and it's not even on a particularly sunny day. There was definitely these X-ray flares are having a huge effect on human beings, being electromagnetic, and we're seeing these quite large earthquakes that are really have been building over the last week as well. We've had a couple of sevens and a six. Excuse me. So it's all leading up to a shift to this upgrade, and I am really proud of Mother Earth, because these lads that report on what's happening, Mother Earth is sustaining what's happening. There's definitely a change with her magnetosphere, and they're saying her magnetic field is weakening, and there's no doubt about that, but I believe it's all in divine order, and Mother Earth's almost acting like a superconductor, like she doesn't really need the sun anymore. There's all sorts going on all sides of her, and there's a lot more activity going on the other side that's facing away from the sun. So normally all her reaction is happening from what's being received from the side of the sun. But as I say, there's a lot going on the other side, which raises a lot of eyebrows, because there's nothing to really pinpoint as to what that is, but we're finding out that we have got other planets in our solar system right now, and it's all an interface with this whole new shift that's occurring. So, and it was always prophesied, we're moving into a whole new region of space. I've reported on that a lot before, but this is actually the flashpoint moment, if you like. And the Great Awakening is about that flashpoint. Okay, and the two clips that I'll be putting up off And We Know's channel is Justice is Coming, 5th of November. Oh, this was on the 5th of November. So these are post-election news links. Justice is Coming, Supreme Court card coming. And it's a corrupt system, election fraud. So it's really quite astounding, the piecing together that's happening at the moment. And I really admire what LT does in this. He's bringing the highest intel that I consider, because I do keep an eye on a few other of the people like True Reporting, Thomas, and a couple of others, but this is really, I'm just see that LT rolls it all together incredibly, and he's covering what most of the others are doing anyway. So we'll just be grateful that we can just dip our toe in the water and look at that, and then get back on with all the juicier bits of information and the things that are going on that all these corrupt leaders were trying to distract us from anyway. I actually haven't decided what piece of music I'm putting up tonight, but I'll make my mind up shortly. This is just a really unusual bit of a left field link. I think I'm going to call it the mind boggling link, and this is off a channel called Yellow Rose for Texas, and the lady who presents this she's remarkable, and she puts together an expose of information that's really broad spectrum. It might be over a lot of people's heads, but there'll be bits in there that you get. So I'd just say this is headed February to November, and this is a report on what's been happening. Space weather, earth weather, mainly space weather, but also a lot of the nefarious activity on earth, and ultimately it's about our spiritual ascension. So I really love her takes on things. I don't say I completely understand everything, but I get enough of it, and I really admire the things that I do learn that I wasn't aware of. So make of that what you will, and it's to my way of thinking right now, that's it's actually quite invaluable information to be circulating. So hopefully people will be inspired by that. Now, I'm going to call this podcast Opportunity Knocks, because life is an opportunity, and I'm appalled at how many people are just happy to be entertained and pass up on making life happen for themselves. And we're in a situation right now on this planet where there's mass ignorance, and that's a result of people passing up on the opportunity to wise up. People who were happy to be entertained and told what the latest fashion craze is, and you know, what perfume we're going to wear next, and all this one size fits all kind of pop culture driven ideology that we've got. So right now it's about the time is a time of transformation, and we will be using what we've got to help guide that and aid that. And it's always been about elemental awareness, so the transformation is physical, mental, spiritual and emotional, and that's why it's a crisis, because most people are totally out of sorts, very unaware, and not functioning, not sparking on all fours, as they say, as in four elements. So I'm just going to round off by saying, I'll repeat what I've shared in the past to do with, we need a common compassion at this moment in time, and understanding is the key. So that was what the opportunity was all about, was to understand and to evolve. And we know evolve has love Eve in it, love Mother Earth. So on that basis, there's three guiding principles, and this comes from the book that Paul Hawken wrote called Blessed Unrest. And this is about what guides our capacity to respond. And I just feel it's never more clearer right now. If I'll run through them. Knowing the nature of the universe, understanding the nature of the knowing process, and mastering the nature of the communicating process. We can pretty much say that the majority of people on the planet haven't got a handle on any of those three. So, and the reason they haven't is because we weren't educated to hold these in high regard. In fact, the knowing of the nature, knowing the nature of the universe was controlled, as in the black box got nailed shut around us. So if we were really following in the footsteps of our ancestors, they were absolute, they worshipped the stars, we know that, and they certainly had a fantastic understanding of the intricacy, the rhythms, and the influence of the movement of the heavens on Earth. So that's a responsibility that we need to take up, is upskilling and upgrading our capacity to understand the nature of the universe. And then the understanding of the knowing process. I mean, people don't even think for themselves. They suffer from cognitive dissonance, so there's an automatic rejection of our capacity to know. So that's a big one. And I mean, the mastering the nature of the communicating process. Well, we've never ever been at an all-time low with the basics of communicating. and that starts in the home. And that's why I have sincerely endeavoured to throw challenges out to people. Oh, drat. Sorry about that, folks. Time got away on me. And so I'll just pick up where I left off. And this is to do with communicating in the home is where it begins. That's where we all learn to know how well we're being received and how well we receive others. And that's where we practice for the big outside world. So it really is time to really examine how we're spending our time gathering information and how we share, and get back into maybe just moving away from the old Netflix box and having a few more shared meals, leaving phones in the other room, and learning to really hear and share in a more sincere way, and let that just be a challenge to have a little bit more discipline about how much we value what other people might, our family members. There's just time's ticking, and there's just so many opportunities that keep getting lost because there isn't that dedication of, as I say, reverence around a meal time and acts of gratitude and appreciation for each other. And it has been lost. It is just so simple, and we should never be in a position to even be talking about this sort of thing. But we have really drifted so far away from understanding how we communicate and value each other. And I really just keep encouraging people to value just those little moments of, just really taking the time to show some interest in even a stranger, that, you know, just surprise people with an act of acknowledgement, and everyone starts to feel a little bit different about how they make other people feel. It's all about that feeling realm, especially with the little people, actually bending down and looking them in the eye instead of talking to them from our towering positions that we're in. And yeah, just really start to know that these are the things that are going to make the difference. And we're finding out that just there's been so much deceit with information, and if we're dealing with false information, and that's what we're using to communicate with, well, that's totally unproductive and leading us into a dire situation. So we're seeing that play out around the world right now. Even the people in the highest positions of government, there's just squabbling and lack of respect for what other people's points of view. So this is important right now. The key issue is to be able to communicate and to actually know that people have transparency, that they can trust what it is they're hearing. That's the worst thing on the planet right now, is that we've been cheated. And we're dealing with cheats, and trust has gone out the window. So we've got to re-establish who we trust and where we get our information from. So just winding up, I would really just like to encourage people, if they haven't already taken the time to watch the clip that I posted on the last episode, which was off Megalithomanial UK, The Serious Mystery. And that was an absolutely amazing presentation by Robert Temple. I could just watch that over and over again. It is oozing with historical truth, and it really reveals how malevolent the cover-up of this whole issue of the Sirius mystery has been. And Robert Temple himself encountered the CIA trying to shut him down, and it's been a massive cover-up that needs to come out, because this is the nuts and bolts of where we went astray and where we're heading, because it is a time of homecoming right now. These ancestors that the Dogon tribe and many other cultures around the world, all documented and expressed through art and sculpture and the like, all said that the wise ones came from the heavens and that they would return one day. And I totally believe that this is that moment. So I'm really grateful to Professor Robert Temple for that really incredible examination and presentation of phenomenal information. So please be inspired to go and have a really close examination of that work. It is what's about to help support us in these approaching days of revelation. Okay, well, I wind it up there, and sorry, I didn't expect it to be this long. I was going to be heading to Auckland tomorrow, the 7th of November, for another Liberty March. They were resuming after a 2-week break, but that has been cancelled. And instead, the Mothers Who Stand for Freedom have got a really amazing gathering that they've planned at Rudolf Steiner House on Michael's Avenue there in Ellerslie tomorrow night at 6 o'clock. So I'm planning to head up for that. It's on the topic of child trafficking, and this is about what's going on in our backyard here in Aotearoa, and it's a topic and a really serious issue that is going to need to be addressed in the days ahead. So I'm really grateful to all the energy and impetus that's being put into this topic, and really helping aid us and bring as much transparency to light as we can before the old hits the fan at big time. And Joseph Gregory Hallett, the King John III, has already called New Zealand out as being one of the worst countries in the world for paedophilia and child trafficking. So we know what's coming down the pike, and as always, it's our response to what's coming that will determine the outcome. And this is why all of these knowing processes are so important. Alrighty, folks, well, I will wind it up there and wish everyone a wonderful weekend, and just the message coming through really loud and clear is to just rest as much as you can. It's not an easy time, and it's overwhelming with these energies and also the turmoil of the global politics, let alone the weather here on Mother Earth at the moment. So Listen to what your body's telling you, and rest when you can, and just learn to say no a bit more to things that you can probably put off, and really just keep yourself steady, and we'll all get there in one piece. Alrighty, well, this is a Tall Poppy chiming off for now, and I wish everyone much aroha nui.